all aware there's an election coming up very soon. There has been a rather long campaign, which is quite good because it gives us time to get our thoughts in order. But we're also all very much aware of our roads, our cars. Even if we don't have a car ourselves, we're certainly in the market for public transport and things like that. Now, sometimes, though, we might need to draw breath and just take a little thought about what we should be asking for. And the NRMA is part of that movement. It is the Keep Australia Moving movement. And Kyle Lodes, the president of the NRMA, joins us this morning. And there's so many things to think about with roads and traffic, Kyle. What do you think is perhaps the number one priority for us?
Well, good morning, Jane. And the number one priority is to get more of the fund that the motorists pay in the form of a tax, and that is about $18 million per annum. Sorry, let me clarify that. $18 billion, not million, billion. And we want to put at least 50%, if not more, of that back into roads and public transport, because it's most people don't realise every time you fill up at the Bowser, you pay just under 40 cents per litre, which is called the fuel excise. And originally, 100% of that was to fund roads and public transport, and now it's around 50%. And at times, it's been only one-third. So we want a fairer share to reduce congestion and to make it safer for people to get around, whether that's roads or public transport or cycling, etc.
So is it likely that some of these funds are already being used for things like cycling or public transport rather than just the motorists? The motorists are funding it.
Jane, predominantly those funds have gone towards upgrading the major highways. Some of it goes towards the state-level roads and some goes to local council roads, but there's certainly never enough. And just on the local roads, there's a shortfall, a backlog of many millions in the Hunter between what needs to be spent and what funds are available by local council. So that's another area. In terms of public transport, the Hunter is served pretty ordinary by public transport. Most people today get around by roads and cars, and we want to see more people shift to public transport and to cycling. That's why we support many of those initiatives. And a good example is the Glendale Interchange, which to date has not been fully funded by all tiers of government. Lake Macquarie has the highest amount of cars per household in the state on the back of there is a lake in the middle, but poor public transport. So you need an alternative to cars if you want to get people out of cars.
Yeah, we certainly all expected something in the last budget and nothing came from that. So, yes, that's a good point to keep up in the top. Now, there's a lot of cost also of the traffic congestion that we experience because the roads and things really don't match up to the traffic that's using them.
You're absolutely right. The big issues are congestion, as you mentioned, and also road safety. And in terms of congestion, you know, you've only got to see the absolute positive impact of the Hunter Expressway when you see significant investment made, positive payback in terms of time and safety, which reduces congestion and makes it safer for people. So you can now travel to from the Hunter, upper Hunter down to Newcastle, and you've halved your time and you're travelling in a safer way. Now think of that positive, and what else can we do all around the Hunter to reduce congestion and to certainly make it safer for Hunter motorists? There's lots of examples. Every state and federal budget, we have a priority list, and we're starting to tick off those over the years, but certainly there's more catching up to do.
Well, for example, the final bit in the inner city bypass, Newcastle bypass, going through to Jesmond, that would be a useful start.
Oh, Jane, absolutely. This when I first started with NRMA a decade ago, this was a significant priority. And from Rankin Park, behind John Hunter Hospital, down to that roundabout, I mean, bring it on. It is diabolical around the New Lambton Heights area and all the roads surrounding and suburbs surrounding, you know, to and from the John Hunter Hospital through to the shops and schools at New Lambton. When that road's built, it will really alleviate congestion and be much safer and be less frustration for residents or workers around that area, no doubt about it.
Now, what are you suggesting that we can do it, we can make a difference? How can we do that?
Well, Jane, there's a campaign called Keep Australia Moving You go to the website keepaustraliamoving.com and highlight your local issue or priority, and that's one way. Also, talk to your... we happen to be in the middle of a federal election, of course. Talk to your local candidates about what are their priorities for the region, and let them know your priorities, that, and let them know that a greater investment in public transport and in upgrading roads is so important to reduce congestion and to make it safer for Hunter motorists and commuters to get around more easily and freely with less stress.
I suppose they don't know what we think unless we tell them.
You're absolutely right. If you don't ask, you don't get anywhere. And what our polling shows with our members, there's 2.5 million members of the NRMA, is that people are frustrated with the state of local roads and lack of public transport. This is an election issue. So let your local candidate know that, and ask them what are they going to do to make a difference here in the Hunter.
That's great to know how we can help. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kyle.
Thanks very much, Jane.